Blessing to the friends of Christ, he who hears Jesus tells his disciples, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you." Nevertheless, he says, "Do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you." Rather, Jesus puts a bit of a damper upon the rejoicing that is taking place in what has been done in the name of Jesus. Now we need to understand something here. You and I, dear friends, do not receive the forgiveness of sins or eternal life and salvation because we are the instruments through which others receive this good news. Rather, it is only and completely alone by the grace of God through faith in Jesus that these blessings are gifted to you. That is why our Lord Jesus says, "I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Did you get that picture? The angels rejoicing over you. That, dearly beloved, is the gospel. The good news that allows you to rejoice in what God has done. Consider what God has done. To seek what God has done for you, we shall proceed backwards, so to speak, beginning at the end and moving to the beginning, where the angels and the church were standing before the throne of God and the Lamb and worshiping Him by singing, "Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever." But before this enthronement of Jesus, the last picture, so to speak, the Son of Man has ascended into heaven for you, from where He will come again to judge the living and the dead. He ascended in order to prepare a place for you in His Father's house. But even before the ascension of Jesus, the Son of Man rose and came from the dead for you and promised through the voice of His Easter angel, "Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, as He said." But before the resurrection of Jesus, the Lamb of God atoned for the sins of the world. That is, He poured out His blood for you and offered Himself for you, preaching from the pulpit of His cross, "It is finished." But before the crucifixion of the Redeemer of the world, He kept this law of God, His own law, we might say, perfectly for you, as true man and true God in thought, in word, and deed. For as the Scriptures declare, you do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with your weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as you are, yet without sin. But before this active obedience of Jesus, the Lord God Almighty was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Jewish virgin for you. The angel Gabriel spoke to her the word of God that Thank you.